You're taking fucking wrestling, mm-hmm. and you're taking these snippets and these sound bites and flipping this mm-hmm. shit. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
it brought it back too. Like, I remember hearing Macho Man always talking about Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And the track on, you got a track on the yeah.
Oh, one of the coldest tracks on here. Yeah. Alchemist beat. Alchemist.
You know, Alchemist is a humble motherfucker, man. You remember when we interviewed him? Like, come on, bro.
He said that on the album. Yeah. So wrong. He said Alchemist cool.
Right.
I thought he was saying like, I'm cool with Alchemist.
Right.
But I think he's really being like, yeah, Alchemist cool, but low key.
Right.
This one, like,
yeah. Like, come on.
Dude, he really fucks with us.
That is nasty.
In the chamber.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready? You ready?
All right. I've been ready for a hot gun review.
Nah, I feel you. Dead in Hip Hop album review. The first time we review this artist on the damn channel, West Side Gun Supreme Blientel. I already know, because look, you know, I don't be on the Twitter like that. You know what I'm saying? So I already seen y'all motherfuckers. Oh, I already know people ain't gonna like it, and I already know why he ain't gonna like it. Well, motherfucker, let me speak my goddamn piece. If I don't like this shit, I'll let you know if I don't like the damn shit. I like this shit. No, it's just dope.
Damn,
this.
I'm more curious why they thought you wouldn't like it.
No drums. You remember, because I kind of killed
Rock Marcy and all shit and all that.
No, it has more drums than Rock Marcy, but also like. You know, listening to this, it just highlights the reasons why I had the gripes and complaints that I did with Rock Marcy's project. And remember, I didn't say that it was trash. I just said, overall, for an entire project, just listening to him without drums is the problem. Because Rock is just so monotone. Mm-hmm. And then there's no other audible interest with his music to me. It's kind of like monotone, no drums.
Yeah, because you're not trying to sit there and decipher lyrics and shit.
You know what I'm saying? It don't give me nothing to be hype about. Mm-hmm. But with West Side Gun, right, even though he has a very high-pitched voice, like he gives you a lot of different shit. And on top of that, this motherfucker got crazy features on his project.
I think his voice helps. I think his voice
helps.
His voice helps to
kind of distinguish, you know what I'm saying, the overall monotone. Because if you have fucking beats with no drums, it's a fucking monotone beat. And you throw a monotone rapper on top of that, it's just too much for me to personally enjoy in its entirety. And again, not taking nothing away from Rock, that's just my gripe with his music. But West Side Gun is just a completely different story. The first track, Gods Don't Bleed, with Benny and Jay. Y'all already know how I feel about Jay.
I think he's nicest in the Griselda crew, like low key. Like
better Benny. Than Conway?
He might be.
I haven't listened to Benny's project. Just on here, he was a standout on damn near every feature. So much coke with so much cut, they clogged the needle. Benny is crazy. I'm not taking away anything from anybody else because they're all all dope. And I love that they're all family. But
yeah, ain't that crazy?
Benny is the cousin.
Right, cousin.
Conway and Gunn are brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy, right? And they're all dope as fuck.
And they're all in the same lane. You know, because that typically don't happen.
But now, Westside didn't even want to rap.
Nope.
No, that's how he is, though.
Yeah, he didn't want to rap.
It was originally Conway. Like, Conway was the guy that he was pushing.
Right.
But Conway got shot. And like, Westside was like, well, I got to hold this Griselda down.
Right.
And him and Benny was just... Yeah,
that's
crazy.
That's crazy. Their whole story is amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't know the backstory like that.
Yeah,
That's what's up. I definitely fuck with this. Like, and how I was talking about the features bringing out, like, the beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, Anderson .Paak on this shit? Like, I would have never thought you would have got Anderson .Paak like that.
Night Wonder beat.
Yeah.
I didn't come for the jokes. Mm-hmm. I didn't come for the games.
Yeah. That shit was nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had L's on here. It's just, like, overall, man, like, you already know, like, one of my favorite movies, Paid in Full. I love this gangster rap, you know, real coke boy, dope boy type shit. Like, and you get that. Like, sonically, there's just more interest in these tracks. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I really love. I really like this project. I really fuck with it. It's been in rotation.
Hey, man. Real nigga rap, man. This shit. This some dope
ass. So I can be a real nigga for once?
Yeah. Nah, but
Y'all
know, man. Y'all
crazy. words, man. I'm a dead end.
Man.
These dudes do something to you. Yeah. They're infectious. Yes. They're infectious, yes. dog. Anybody. Yeah, man, yeah, they do something to you.
This Master, is a part. I'm the chef cooking coke. Man, they call me salt, man. I was like, oh, man. Man.
Nobody what? Thought of that. No, at least know. That I've heard. I haven't heard. I haven't heard. Right. So if somebody has done it,
but the way he freaked it, though, the way he freaked it, I was like, fucking busted.
Yo, these dudes bring out the best in people, dog.
Yes, they do. I think when it comes to Busta. As long as he's on a track with a lyricist, he's gonna do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Royce feature, he kills. It's like Busta's a dope lyricist, but I think he'll have to do it very often. Right, he's not challenging them.
Right.
These, man, that verse was nice.
Yeah. So the one that was fucking with me the most was the Steiners, that Pete Rock beat. Mm. He used the fucking sample that was annoying the fuck out of me. And I finally figured that shit out. What the fuck is beat today? That nigga Pete Rock, man. Well, goddamn. Janet fucking Jackson.
Really?
All for you. That pretty ass fucking song.
No. It was
what was it called? I'm about to say, really?
Yeah, When I Think of You.
When I Think of You. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When I Think of You.
Doom. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh! Yes. Pete Rock made that shit so fucking
right. Yes. Like, he slowed that shit down, and where he started the melody, I think he started on the high note instead of the low.
Yeah.
And it's just, but I mean, shit, it's Janet Jackson. Like how everybody, you hear the song over and over again, so it was just embedded in my head. I'm like, I know that fucking shit, but this shit is just raw from front to fucking back, man. I knew he was nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like this year when I just went back and started to really fucking listen to him. And I was like, yo, I've been fucking up. Cause you know, he's been featured here and there. Like, you always heard of, but I never really just like fully be like, okay, I'm gonna just dive into this nigga catalog.
Right.
Man, I probably played West Side Gun for like a fucking week, dog.
Hey, you
I was fucking hooked.
You in the world, go down
like,
a wormhole.
What the fuck, man?
Go down a wormhole, man.
Yes, dog. Yeah. Man, you know, because the Fly Guy shit.
You see why I have Fly Guy in my
I know, and I listened to fucking Fly Guy. Yeah, man, but for whatever reason, the shit just, like him as a rapper, just never stuck to me to the point where, you know, like, because all the shit was sitting in my fucking library. It was just sitting there waiting for me to listen to it. I just never really went and listened to it. Or the ones that I did listen to, you know, when I checked my plays, just never really kind of stuck with me. Because I should be listening to so much shit.
Yeah.
Man, look. Man, when I went back and listened to this shit, and listened to it, just went back and just, like you said, went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's my nigga, man. This is my motherfucking nigga, man. That's my motherfucking God, Conway. Benny, all them motherfuckers.
The whole Griselda crew, man.
All of them motherfuckers, man. Shit, dog. So that's why I was like, man, we gonna put these niggas in the chamber. Let's fucking go.
I love this shit. Because, like, I love the fact that we got some street, a real street, grimy, dirty album that you just got, like, West Side Gun holding his own. The features, all of the features fit well on here. And, and it's perfect because it's like you get just enough West Side Gun as much as the features for 17 tracks. For this to just be every track, bam, bam, just raw. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God.
His beat selections are crazy.
It's crazy, man.
He knows what fits him and everyone else.
Exactly. He knows what fit for the MCs that he's going to have on the project every time. Pete Rock. You know, usually Pete Rock kind of give a little bit more happier soul
like
type beat.
Smooth.
Yeah.
But that wasn't smooth on here.
Both of Pete Rock's joints was grimy, dirty. Yeah, man, him and when Conway and fucking Elzai, like, Brutus. Brutus was fucking. Yes. Oh my God. Like,
that was with the piano sample, right?
Yes.
That shit was nasty.
And I'm like, Pete, and he's the king of piano beats.
He is.
Man, he always flipped piano beats so wonderful. But yeah, this album was just. No skippable tracks. I can just play this bad boy and just let it ride. Even Ninth Wonder, he always brings smooth shit, and he brought
that dirty guitar sound.
Man, and like Anderson .Paak, you had this grimy album for the first 16 tracks, and then you finish it with that, like, man. That shit with Anderson .Paak is like
ending. Dripping, man, that soul, boy.
Dripping, even that sample, crazy, like that singing. I'm like, God damn, but yeah, man, this shit. I love this shit, man. Like, this shit. I have been playing this album a lot. I just keep going back to this album. I keep going back. I'll be like, when I feel like listening to West Side Gun. The same thing I did with Fly Guy. Like, that's why Fly Guy was in my top 10 for 2016. Because, like, that shit, it was just, and like for him to have so many different producers.
Static Selector.
Yeah, Static Selector.
Like, he brought a nice beat.
Yeah. He brought a nice beat. Yeah, I mean, nice for him too. To have all these different producers, and they all like, it felt like a one producer, one MC album almost, kind of like the way he had these producers kind of craft the sound for him that just sound perfect. It blended so well. The album was sequenced so well. This shit is just so good, man. I love it.
Derringer, the producer.
Yeah. That's their in-house producer. So that it was perfect for him to start like the first five or six tracks. Because normally when West Side Gunn do like mixtapes or projects, he produces the entire thing, like in front to back. You know, but for this to have all these different producers, I thought this shit was brilliant.
And see, I didn't know he had like that many producers on here until you mentioned Pete Rock.
Yeah, and then I saw the track list. He had posted the track list with a different album cover because it was called the title of the album was called Benoit.
And I was trying to figure it out. Like, was he referencing all of this Chris Benoit shit because that's how crazy he is on the tracks? Chris Benoit because. Himself, Westside is just so crazy on these tracks.
I was trying
to draw the parallel. I'm like, okay, why?
Because he's the one that killed his family, right?
Yeah, he just flipped out.
You know what was really dope on this album? Like, because when I was looking at the track list and I saw, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and I saw minute 31, minute 54, minute 12, I was like, what the fuck is up with that?
Right.
But from Stefflon Don to Sabu, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite moment of the whole shit. That was such. And I really wish those songs were longer.
Right, right.
Because they were so good.
Sabu was the one with the Busta Rhymes sample. He was just.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Sabu was the one where he said, ask who's fucking with me, crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And like listening to them, man, you could tell, like, these ain't no studio gangsters. Like,
No. Like, them niggas live that
like,
shit,
man. Yeah, they definitely live by what they speak. And it's like, you can tell. That this ain't no made up cupcake shit.
He said, I was making more money before I signed the deal. Or I took a pay cut to sign the deal.
Yeah, because they signed the West Side that said that.
I think that was West Side that
said
that. Yeah. What's the ultimate situation with M?
I don't know.
They're signed to M. Meaning West Side and Conway are signed to Eminem.
Yeah.
So they're working on a studio album with Shady Aftermath.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, what you think he would sound like M would sound with them?
How nice.
He
would sound. Because would sound look, with M needs these motherfuckers now.
Dude, that's what was so weird. Like, you got these dudes in your circle now and you made that album. That's why I was, maybe he was already working
Did you hear the opening song that they made, like, when they initially signed and they had a joint? Harlan Nash had a joint produced by Just Blaze, and Eminem was talking in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem was talking in the beginning, and that shit just came in.
It's nice.
I don't know if it was on Doc. Yeah, okay. Mike heard it.
I didn't know it was on anything. I thought it was just a Lucy.
Yeah, it was a Lucy.
It's the Netflix documentary where they talk about all of the rappers. The Rapture. When they talk about Westside and Conway, so they were talking about the producers and they were following Just Blaze. And Just Blaze made the beat where he was like, you know what, I had this idea about the Preacher Man and this, that. He sampled that shit and he laced and he's like, oh, you know what, man? Like, I made this kind of like with y'all in mind. Like, let me know what you.
I didn't see this one.
And he played it for them.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God.
Watch that one.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's the producer one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that one yet.
I'm glad people like that are like fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes you just be dope and underground and not go past that.
Right.
But the fact that you signed to M, you got Just Blaze in your corner, you got
Wu-Tang know about them? Like, everybody, man. Like, they know
this,
about
this style, bro. Though, is like, it's not like in, right?
It's needed in hip-hop. It's the balance.
So I'm glad they're paying attention like that.
I got Gods Don't Bleed, Brutus, Ridiculous. Elizabeth, give me WrestleMania 20.
Alright, give me Gods Don't Bleed, Brutus, Stefflon Don, Sabu, Brossface, Brippler. I don't give a fuck, give me WrestleMania 22. I gotta have that fucking Ninth Wonder sample. God damn it, wait! I can have Elizabeth too, I'm sorry. Alchemist put his ass in there. I'm about to tweet his ass right now.
Boss Face Brip.
But did Alchemist do that one too? God damn.
Yeah, man.
God damn, Al, the chemist.
Right.
Fuck, man. shit. I can literally just pop this in like this play.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna go with Brutus, Elizabeth, Sabu, Rossface, Brip, Brippler, Steiners, Rick Martell, Amherst Station. Amherst Station was Amherst Station was dope as hell too. Sorry. It's so mad. I can literally play. I can just.
We know. We know. Another, we know, another. Man. We know. We know. What you got, kid?
I got six, so I'm gonna try to cut one. WrestleMania 20, the Steiners, Brossface Brippler, Elizabeth, Brutus, and Guys Don't Bleed.
There you go. West Side. This is not my introduction to you, but this is my introduction to a first full length project of yours. Shit, y'all got going, man. It's dope as fuck. It's definitely dope. It's that hardcore, gritty, grimy, you know what I'm saying? Like B saying, ain't studio gangster type shit. This is real gangster type shit. I definitely appreciate that music. I appreciate the album. Man, you got a great ear for beats. You and the whole fam, like real fam, y'all doing y'all shit. I learned some shit today. Y'all motherfuckers really doing it.
First of all, Westside Gun, thank you. Thank you for releasing this amazing follow-up. You know, you didn't get the sophomore slump for this being your second album. You know, most time when you come strong with a good debut like Fly God, it was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix the type of deal. You kept it grinding, you kept it street, you kept it hood as hell. I love everything about this album, every element about this album that you brought. This is like my shit. I love it, man. So like I said, well, thank you. I can't really tell you what to do and what not to do. Just keep releasing music. Like, I can't wait for you and Conway to do Hall & Nash. Can't wait for y'all to do y'all project together.
Westside Gunn, if you're watching, man, we definitely need motherfuckers like you in the game, man. Real nigga rap, man. And shit, that's like the feeling that I got, man. And you know, that's been
like... this review, ain't it?
Yeah, man. It's kind of... it's just been missing. It's been lacking. Like, so we need guys like you. And I'm glad you guys are in the position that you're in, because that could... hopefully help usher in, you know, a movement of the shit. But you guys are fucking dope, man.
I love y'all's dynamic. Because, I mean, I think this is just such an organic feel to this album that it just sounds, even though there's nothing that's exceptionally innovative or super different, it just sounds so fresh hearing you guys on a mic and putting together a project. I keep saying you guys because I feel like this was a collaborative effort.
Right.
But Westside, you're definitely on top right now, and I really cannot wait to see what you do with your debut with Shady. If this is what we're getting right now, I can't imagine how they craft and mold y'all. Just don't let them water y'all down like Slaughterhouse. That's all I'm saying. That's not a shot, because those guys were fucking supreme lyricists.
It's rapping season. Motherfucking rapping season. Shit.
So get that bullshit out of here.
Get that shit out of here.
Hey, yo.